Tomorrow marks the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on New York and the Pentagon. It may stir a number of emotions for many people. Many Hawaii families had loved ones killed that day. Earlier this summer, we came across a woman with a little different story. Alex Tang told us she signed up to serve in the military after visiting the 9/11 memorial through a program that reached out to immigrants that today no longer exists. And even though Tang has left the Army, she's still deeply connected and moved to help our soldiers.
They recruited legal immigrants who has certain language and cultural background. We got recruited into mostly medical jobs, and they keep our cultural and language background as a resource for the military.
And you speak Mandarin?
Correct. The program's called MAVNI, Military Accession Vital for National Interest. Because we were foreign nationals, we were not allowed to take combat jobs, so most of us chose to stay in medical jobs. So through this program, we got naturalized after basic training.
Explain to us, you were at Schofield, you got out of the military, you were the recipient of a special scholarship. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I applied to the scholarship because there are certain classes I need some financial help with. I'm currently a student in Argosy, Hawaii School of Professional Psychology. I would like to utilize the scholarship to help me with my study and become a psychologist in the future.
And so you just came back from a trip to the East Coast where there was a big effort to raise money for veterans.
Yes. So Raytheon flew me to Boston to participate in a race for Home Base Foundation, which provides treatment for veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and their families.
And so what was that like?
It was fun. I like running anyways. Running for a good cause is even better. Running is it's more of a mental thing than a physical thing. So the run reminds us to help others to finish their race in life, you know, in combating PTSD, in recovery. So, yeah, I see that as a very good cause.
Why did you decide to go into psychology?
I saw a huge need when I was a behavioral health tech on Schofield. I saw people suffering from PTSD, anxiety, depression. And I also saw my providers made a difference through therapy, through treatment. So I see that I can contribute more as a psychologist in the future.
And so you had mentioned that before you signed up, you were able to go to the 9/11 Memorial mm-hmm. in New York City. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, I went there with my recruiter. So it is a very overwhelming and life-changing experience. You see the progression, how World Trade Center was before 9/11, and how people suffered and sacrificed themselves for the incident. From that, you know, back then, everybody who were influenced by the event want to enlist, and my recruiter told me plenty of recruiters back then want to just go to combat jobs and switch, but you know their friend is recruiting and they had to stay and they have to help others to get into the military.
Every year when we mark this anniversary and knowing that you've been able to serve in the military, I mean, share what that means to you.
It means to serve a country I love and to contribute to freedom, you know. Freedom is not free. It's the protection of our civilization is our military's job. And to be part of it is to be something bigger than me, to be part of the cause. That's a life-changing experience. I would recommend everybody to have the experience.
I'm sure it means a lot more, too, because you were born in another country.
Yes. Like in China, you know, we didn't have freedom of speech or freedom of religion. Even the internet is not free. So when you come to America, also people, I think, take it for granted that they have prosperity, have like freedom to do whatever they want. But when it comes to service, you know, every time when you have to stay up for like duty or you have to deal with something really, really difficult, it reminds you what it means to serve.
And what made you decide to try and apply under this program? I mean, did you know anybody else in China that had done this before?
No. It was through a Facebook group. So a retired lieutenant colonel from Alaska established this MAVNI program. She is an immigration lawyer. She established this program to help legal immigrants to serve in the military and to have a faster path to citizenship. So this program had been running since 2009, on and off. Depends on the administration. Right now it's off.
Oh, it's interesting. So they aren't accepting anybody now?
No.
Was it kind of culture shock for you?
I'm kind of, you know, I'm an Asian female, kind of petite. Whenever I mention, hey, I'm in the military, everybody look at me weird. I mean, it's different, but it's kind of expected. You know, I watched some movies before I joined. I kind of know the a military kind of treat you differently. They're not going to treat you as a girl. You are just a female soldier, you know? I mean, for my job, working in a clinic could be slightly different from being in a line unit. I know the line unit is much more difficult than where I was stationed.
Right, but you're there to give support.
Yes, yeah.
And now you're trying to then take it a step further and get your degree in psychology so you can help other veterans.
Yeah, not just veterans. My plan is to probably go back to the military as an officer. So I can probably be a military psychologist and I treat active duty and their families. I think there is a great need for good psychologists in the military. And I see that with my background as enlisted personnel, I can connect with the soldiers better.
And did you see anything during your time in the Army that maybe pushed you in this area? Or did you have friends that maybe were going through difficult times?
Well, a lot of my patients were deployed. I was in intensive outpatient program, which runs a six weeks program for PTSD. So we treat combat PTSDs on a daily basis, and their stories are very touching. I see people came back with like guilt, depression, for something they couldn't control. And it's hard to get out of the hole, you know? It's I see that I can try my best to help.
So a lot of these were wounded warriors.
Yes. There's a one soldier he joined right after high school, like 18 years old, as a PFC. And he was deployed almost right away after basic training. And through the deployment, first 6 months, all his leadership got killed. So a PFC had to take leadership. Obviously, he ranked up really quick. He was He was 22, 23 when I met him, and already at E6. But so tragedy really brought him to us. He has severe PTSD. He came to our treatment, and through the 6 weeks, we tried our best to help him. And for severe PTSD cases like that, obviously he needs like long-term treatment. But we saw progress.
And progress keeps Alex Tang going. She's an Army veteran and student at the College for Counseling and Psychology at Argosy University. Tang sat down with us after taking part in a run this summer at Fenway Park in Boston to raise awareness about the plight of our veterans.